Okay, Steve, I'm going to have a question for you in a minute, so you're prepared. What was the other one? Yeah, I'll try to dig that up and bring it up front. Oh, and also, I will. I'm going to dig through there and see if I can break down the different groups within Groups I/O DB Switch and highlight those so that people can go directly to that. With I personally, I am not a social media guy at whatsoever, and the Groups I/O is the only group thing I've ever signed up for outside of the app repeat mail list. I don't do that, so I actually have found it a little hard to navigate Groups I/O. But that's me. I am not web socially active, and I'm not used to how some of that works. So I understand that some people would have that issue. So I'm going to try to get that brought forward so that people can head right for their concerned area and go to it, so to speak, and cut the chase. So Steve, the question I have for you, is I'm still messing with DMR here, and I was trying to make up my mind about which section I would take interest in next. And I believe it was to be the NXDN stuff. So I did a little digging, okay, what to do. And I run into the, what will we call it? Talk number or ID number assignments. So I signed up for some, and I understand that a lot of people are using their DMR IDs with that. Could you highlight for me and those of us listening here, outside of having an ID number with NXDN, what is the next logical step in moving forward with the NXDN? And maybe just for a minute, can you give a little background on, and I know I'm running you past your allotted time that you said you were good for, so briefly, if you can just tell folks a little bit about what the major difference is with that one over the other groups that we're working with here. KBHJNM.